I just looked at the world census and see that there are 8 billion people on planet Earth today. Which means that there are 8 billion unique Homo sapiens in unique bodies with unique minds, with unique life experiences, and so on and so forth. And yet, there are people, due to ego and a lot of delusional thinking, that often think that their perspective and their specific descriptions and definitions of what you should like, what you should be, how you should look, is the ultimate truth. But that is not the truth. Everyone out here has a different way of being in this world, different opinions, different values, different perspectives, and that is valid for their life. Don't ever allow other people to overtake your life in a way where you somehow now have invalidated your own perspectives, your own fundamental values, your own fundamental definitions of certain terms as they apply to your life that you live in your body, in your experience, that those other people did not even spend most of the time, a day of their life, caring for. They never made sure that you're okay, probably one day of your life, care about your well-being in any way, and yet somehow they want to define your entire existence for you. Now, if that's not the definition of ego delusion, I don't know what is. Stay grounded in the truths that come forth from you. Though we are all interconnected in intrinsic ways, obviously, we're not all the same. We literally are not all the same. If that doesn't fundamentally make it clear to everyone out here that maybe other people might see and experience the world in a different way than you do and have different values and desires and different things that motivate them to live their lives, then you're lost. You've lost touch with reality. Stay grounded in truth. Other people will try to shove their things down your throat and tell you, you should feel this because they need some validation for their experience, but you don't owe anyone anything out here, just the same way no one owes you anything, except for the basic respect to be yourself, because we are all here with the right to exist and be as we are. The truth is that you are here as an expression of the divinity, a part of all that is, a part of this one thing expressing itself out here. In your unique expression, you have, again, a unique expression. You are not the same as anyone else, or feel the same way. It's kind of just kind of meeting each other in the middle around certain ideas. But all ideas and all opinions and all desires and all aversions and all useless mind stuff is usually what gets in the way of your pure understanding of who you are beyond these fleeting vrittis. So the most important thing to remember is you are allowed, because no one else has the right over you, to decide how you want to shape your life. You don't have to want the same thing other people want, because you're not the same as other people. They're not in the same context of existence as you. You don't have to believe the same things they believe, because you have a mind that you can control for yourself. You can think for yourself. Look at what is. Once you are able to see and accept, because obviously your specific unique expression out here is not the ultimate anything, it is just one little piece of all that is, and unless you have cleared away all your personal attachments to ideologies and desires and aversions and so forth, you cannot see ultimate reality in any way, shape, or form. You only see your limited perspective. It is important to remain unattached to these things that seem to solidify a limited perspective in the world and open up your understanding that this world is spinning on its axis, has existed for, well, with Homo sapiens on it anyway, we'll talk about the social world that we exist in collectively as this species for close to over 300,000 years. And it'll continue maybe for however long it continues until we destroy the environment, I guess, that we live in, our habitat is destroyed. Or maybe we evolve and adapt. Whichever way, it's not set in stone, we'll see. And it will continue to go on with a diversity of different beings existing and coexisting, whether harmoniously or not, as one expression in any particular time and space at any given point in reality.